The Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act, signed into law by President Trump in March, included nearly $14 billion in emergency relief funding for higher education. Michigan State University is slated to receive more than $29 million, the most of any individual campus in Michigan. For more on how that money will affect colleges and universities in our state, I'm joined by Dan Hurley. He's the CEO of the Michigan Association of State Universities. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Several schools in Michigan will receive more than $13 million, and at least half of the money must go to emergency financial aid grants to students. How will schools determine which students get that money?
Each institutional leadership team is drawing up plans on how to go about distributing those dollars. Certainly wanting, having a desire to make sure they go to the students with the greatest financial need, while also certainly staying within compliance of the guidance that was given via the federal stimulus.
Do you have a sense of how quickly students might receive that funding, and do they have to pay any of it back?
No, none of it will have to be paid back, and I'm a little bit uncertain on the timeline, certainly on all the federal dollars. There's a real focus on getting them out very, very fast. When they do come in, I think arrangements would be made for them to turn around and distribute those dollars as soon as possible.
The rest of the money can be spent much more broadly with some restrictions. For example, the money can't go to a university's endowments or athletic facilities or external marketing contractors. But how do you expect schools to make use of the funding that's not going directly to students?
The main intent of the CARES Act dollars is to make sure that their educational delivery stays very strong. And so making sure that there's a robust platform online so that teaching and learning can go on. I think health and sanitation, ensuring the highest level of public health, public safety, will also be another primary utilization of those dollars. I think you're going to see a lot more than simply hand sanitizer dispensers, you know, around buildings. Again, whenever the time comes where the campuses reopen, they need to have processes in place to make sure that students, visitors, employees are healthy. And so from a testing perspective, contact tracing perspective, all that infrastructure needs to be in place.
Last week, President Trump criticized Harvard University for accepting about $9 million. Harvard eventually said it had never requested the money and would not accept it, and others did the same. Obviously, different schools are in different financial situations. What kinds of conversations have you and your members been having about the need for this aid here in Michigan?
Now, for the 15 public universities of Michigan, they're getting hit in every way. Tuition revenues, the auxiliary enterprises, so housing and dining and conference services, research grants, endowment returns, philanthropic support, every one of those categories is going to see an impact. And certainly the federal stimulus dollars help, but are going to come nowhere close to offsetting those losses.
Dan, there are a lot of big numbers being talked about in this conversation about aid and deficits for schools. But for example, the University of Michigan projects deficits of $400 million to $1 billion across its three campuses and Michigan Medicine. So how much will these payments help schools, and how much more might they need to avoid drastic cuts in the future?
So it's clear at this point that all of the state's universities are going to have to make drastic cuts. Those are already taking place, and every day the belt is getting tighter, whether it's construction projects, deferred maintenance, going all the way to, you know, the human side, and that's employment, furloughs, layoffs, etc. And one of the great frustrations with this pandemic is the unknowables. And we're just operating every day, every hour, kind of the variables change. The scenario planning, therefore, has to be changed. But one thing is clear is that cuts are going to have to be made.
Dan Hurley is the CEO of the Michigan Association of State Universities. Dan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.